Welcome back to the Nettle Patch. Today, we're diving into the world of elegance and power with Charlotte, presenting her equestrian venture. Whether you're a horse enthusiast or just love a compelling pitch, strap in for a galloping journey through Charlotte's vision for the world of horse care.
Hello, Nettles. I'm Charlotte, and I am the owner of Equine Elite Laundry.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. My business is equestrian themed, and basically I go around the whole of Yorkshire collecting horse rugs, horse tack, boots, coats, all sorts. I wash them, I reproof them, I repair them, I do leather work, I replace boot zips, and I return them within 7 days.
Okay, so you're restoring and saving people money.
Yeah.
Which is sustainable.
Yeah.
Keep trying to find new ways to make it better. There's a lot of rug washing companies out there, but none of them do leather repairs and stuff, so that's what makes me stand out.
After such a brief but concise presentation, Charlotte left our nettles with plenty of thoughts. Without missing a beat, they dive right into a conversation. Let's hear what they have to say about Charlotte's equestrian vision.
Rook. Is this the ones that you put on the back of the horse?
No. Yeah, basically like a horse jacket. So yeah, and then I also do small events, like little horse shows, where equestrian people come together, show the horses, and I always send money that I make from my horse shows to charities to try and... And I also help other small businesses with my shows. I did a show on the 10th of September, just on near Dunnington. Mm-hmm. I had the Yorkshire Air Ambulance there. And I also invited loads of small businesses to come and bring a stand completely free of charge, to try and help them out, promote them. I had all sorts there.
Did it cost you money?
Yes.
To be able to do that?
Yes.
How did you... was that from your own savings, or was it from the proceeds of the business?
It was from my own savings, and I did it mainly... so then, hopefully, if I could help someone else out, they'd probably return a favour and help me out, because I've only been doing it 10 months now. So I've always been employed. I used to work on a farm.
Yeah, okay. So your background presumably is within the equestrian...
Yes, I own 3 horses.
Okay.
They wreck my soul. They are so underappreciated. I go all over competing them. I do a lot of show jumping, a lot of one-day events. I've just recently had a foal. Well, my mare had a foal.
No. Oh, I thought you said foal. I thought you said...
My mare's recently had a foal, and she's a nightmare. She requires all the attention in the world, and when you're not giving her a... Yeah, when you're not giving her the attention, she backs herself into you to basically say, excuse me, I'm ready for some scratches and stuff like that.
So what was it that made you just recognise that there was a gap in the market and that this was something you wanted to do?
I don't even know if I want to tell the truth on this.
You're amongst friends.
Basically, I've always wanted to have my own business. I've always wanted to rely on myself, but I was always really scared to do it. But I just didn't know what I wanted to do. So when I was 16, 17, when I'd finished college, I went straight to go work on a farm. Worked within the farming community since then. Worked every hour.
What would you be doing?
I was on machinery, So I was driving around on the roads. We were working into the night. And then before you knew it, you saw the sun coming back up. You didn't have time to sleep. You didn't have time to eat. It was really, really hard. And I never got time to see my ponies. I was literally living to work, not working to live. And I felt as though wherever I kind of went, I never sort of fit in. So when I left in about a year ago, I left farming and I took a break and I was supposed to buy a house for my boyfriend. And I saw a lady had put a post on, she was selling all her business, she wanted to retire. And I was like, you know what?
And it was this witness.
And it was
a little wrong.
Yeah.
How long has she been running it?
I believe she'd been running it about 7 years.
So did you take over existing clients then?
I took over quite a few existing clients, but I've also gained quite a lot of new clients.
How many clients did you take over, and then how many have you got now?
I want to say I've probably easily taken over about 80 to 100
clients. Oh, wow. God.
But I've regained, I want to say I've probably tripled it.
So right. Oh, my God. I mean, is it just you, though?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, is there enough time in the day for you? Or because you sound such an enormous number of
clients.
I have this superpower where I can make time.
I have some of that.
Are you busy every day?
Every day, 7 days a week.
So how many clients would you see in a day? And then you've got to go and pick the stuff up and do the work, haven't you?
So on a Monday, I go around Hull and East Yorkshire. That was mainly the lady who had it before's area. So they're quite all, you know, mainly her customers. So I'll drive around there. I have a little route planner that plans my route to make it more efficient and stuff. And then on a Tuesday, I come and do York and Harrogate.
Do you do everything on site? Or so wherever, do you do the work on the customer's premises? Or
no, I take it, I go around with a van, I pick it up, I'll say to him, I'll see him next Monday. Yeah. Tuesdays, I come round York and Harrogate area and collect from them. But it's quite a new area, is York and Harrogate, so it's quite a quiet day. And then I'll just keep the washers going through the night.
Have you got the capacity to take on more business? Like, what's the long-term plan with this?
My ultimate dream is I would love to see it as a franchise. I would really, really love to see it as a franchise. Obviously, I'm still building my name up.
Can I just interrupt you there? When you say you're building your name up, you're already sort of tripled the original customer base. Isn't that enormous? I mean, I don't know what that is. Is that a lot of money? Are you expensive? What's your price point?
I try and keep myself affordable purely because everything's so expensive. Everywhere you go, everything's so expensive. Like, I've had people come up to me and say, for example, to wash a turnout rug, I charge £11, but to reproof it, it'd be £17. But I can pick it up and I'll say to him, like, it really doesn't need reproofing. Like, I says, so reproofing is basically like a wax that I put on the rug and it makes it, you know,
resistant. So can I ask you, when you wash it, and it's 11 quid, did you say 11?
Yeah.
How much of that is profit?
I'd like to say probably seven.
Right, so you're not afraid of making profit, good.
Yeah.
What about the proofing side of it? Is there good profit in that?
Yeah.
You're charging next to, what, six on that?
Six on that. Yeah. I buy Nick Wax Reproof.
And what's the profit on that?
£6? Probably about 10, to be fair. But, like, I have a lot of people that'll send turnouts and they'll be like, oh, you know, just wash and reproof it. I'll be like, don't need reproofing, it's still...
Which is honesty.
Yeah.
Which I think a customer would... Because you'll do it another day, won't you?
Yeah, exactly.
When you need it, so...
Yeah, there's no point wasting.
Honest and reasonable.
Yeah.
And what else do you do apart from the rugs and things? Do you do saddle? You don't repair saddles.
Yes, I've partnered up with a guy who keeps saying he wants to retire, but I won't let him.
So you lay work off to, you sub out to them.
Yeah, so like he helps me out quite a lot with my lever repairs and stuff. He shows me quite a lot as well. So I'm kind of like learning off him a bit. And I'll take all my lever work to him and he'll help me out with some of the complicated things.
At the moment, the business is just you. Do you envisage that if your customer base grows, that you'll need to take on another version of you to help you out? Maybe cover one of the regions or something?
I'd say, I don't know how bad this is. I kind of abused my boyfriend. So, like, he's kind of my free labour. yes, please. So basically, he hasn't asked me to marry him yet, so...
Is that why you're abusing him?
Well, yeah.
Let's say offered to marry her, and what, would you continue to abuse him?
I wouldn't. He's getting himself
in all.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, this means that I could do her. No, to be fair, I couldn't have done any of it without him.
He's got another job, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, so he is so busy, to be fair, and, like, I just kind of...
What kind of work does he do, if you don't mind me asking?
He works at Tesco Warehouse at the moment, but he's also doing a uni degree to become a solicitor and a lawyer.
Oh, really? Oh, OK. Is he doing that through the university, or...?
He's doing that through... Is it an open uni?
Yes.
Also...
From home.
Yeah, so he's always doing that. He helps me out with a lot of, like, if I've got any issues about how to purse things and...
But, I mean, you've got a hell of a business, and I haven't got a feel for the sort of money that you're making. But is there not enough money to pay him a wage so he doesn't have to work at Tesco?
You need to.
I mean...
He's going to do it for free, then.
Right, so but he'd be able to give you more time, wouldn't he? Is that not an option at the moment? He'd be able to give more time, is what I'm trying to say.
So, this is so horrible. When I bought the business, Harry did actually work for me. But because I basically bit too much off what I could chew. And I'd said to Harry, I says, it's really not. I says, I'm panicking. I says, you know, I'm also paying back.
You were worried about the money going out.
My cash flow wasn't.
How long ago was this, sorry?
This was 11 months ago.
Not long.
But the fact that you've tripled your customers in that time, really impressive.
Did you borrow all the money?
No, I didn't. My auntie helped me with it.
Can I ask you what you paid for the business?
Yeah, I paid £22,000.
And it's not a franchise?
It's not
part of it, but you'd like to make
I'd love to make it a franchise.
Sure, yeah.
I really, really would. And I put my absolute heart and soul into it. And I try my best, and I'm constantly thinking of new ways to open up to new clientele. So I've been in contact with a guy over at Scotland who's making a detergent that is completely plant-based.
Okay.
So my idea on it was to promote it as, you know, anyone who's vegan or, you know, wants to be eco, they can either use the detergent I use, or if they'd like to be plant-based, I'm completely fine with that.
Is that a specific product for your industry?
Yeah. So he gave me some two little testers and it worked pretty well. I obviously got in contact with one of my clients and I says, oh, I've got this stuff, I'd really like to use it. I says, would you be happy on being a guinea pig? As is in return, I said, I'll wash your rugs for free. And she really liked it. She said that, you know, you couldn't tell it was anything different, really. Okay. And it's just something as well that's like eco-friendly. Yeah. It's not chemicals going into the water and stuff like that. But when I got it, I found out another company solely used it. So I didn't want to 100% use it. And then my competition turned around and said that I was copying.
Right.
So that's why I thought if I make it a choice for the people, then hopefully.
And what, if you won this competition, what difference would that make to your business, do you think?
So I'd just like to try and get a bit more word out, and hopefully at the end of the day I'm honestly working non-stop to try and get it to be something that I really want it to be. And like, I don't really have much. I'm just, everything that I make I put back into my business, and I'm paying off my loan and stuff like that.
How long's that going to take?
So I pay £1,000 a month, and I'll pay it by next year in November. So
well, it's pretty heavy that, yeah. But you,
the quicker I pay it off,
the happier you will be.
Yeah, and then I can start.
Are you good with financials? Are you quite good with?
I think so. I don't seem to be doing.
You have a record, you have a spreadsheet.
I do spreadsheets, I do graphs and stuff. So it was quiet through like 6 weeks holiday and stuff.
Yeah.
People were on holiday. So that's, and then I know now for next year that that's where, you know, I need to make sure I've got enough.
Is the business successfully sustaining an income for you?
Yes. I don't touch it though until I've paid my first year's tax. So I know actually.
You're going, you can always use your boyfriend's money, can't you?
And on that note, it wraps up Charlotte's equestrian pitch. Stay tuned for more intriguing ideas in tomorrow's episode.
I can't believe it.